Welcome to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, so glad to be with you again. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us in this Advent season. Hope all of your Advent observances are going well. And Advent is the beginning of the year, can be a time of transition. And of course, for those of you who were following along with all of the happenings in Bishop Cousins' life, he was installed earlier this week as the 8th Bishop of Crookston, Minnesota. And in case you missed it, in case you weren't able to tune into the live stream of his installation mass, we've got a little excerpt from his homily that he gave at his installation. I thought just to pay him tribute one more time, it'd be great to take a listen to a little bit of that homily. So yeah, let's listen in for just a segment out of his homily.
Hope, however, is not mere optimism. And it's not a kind of Pollyannish or positive thinking. You know, we know well those things we tell ourselves when things aren't going so well and we don't want to face a particular sadness or evil. We say to ourselves, you know, it'll all work out, or it's going to be okay. It's not that big of a deal. These sayings, you know, they may help numb our feelings in the particular moment, but they're not really hope. Why? Christian hope does not ignore or downplay the reality of evil. Christian hope is not rooted in a vague optimism that things will be okay. Christian hope is rooted in the Paschal mystery, the cross, and the resurrection of Jesus. We know evil is real. We know that pain and sin and evil have caused great damage in our world. And we know it from the painful experiences in our own lives. Sometimes even we've experienced it in the church. And we know our own struggle with sin. Each of us is weak. That's why we go to confession. And yet still, despite we know this experience of evil, we have hope. Because we proclaim a hope that's stronger than evil. And so therefore we're not afraid to face evil. We're not afraid to speak about it. Not afraid to acknowledge our sins and weaknesses, for Christ has conquered all this evil through his death and resurrection and has given us reason to hope. Someone asked me last week at the goodbye celebration we had in the Archdiocese if the Diocese of Crookston was north of hope. Of course, you recognize that reference to the famous novel of John Hassler, right? Which could have been, and probably was, written about someplace in the Diocese of Crookston, right? But the point is clear. No place where Christ lives is north of hope. And most especially in difficulties and in struggles, we discover the true power of hope. And the Diocese of Crookston has been through some difficulties and struggles. It doesn't help to pretend that these did not happen. But to have real hope, we face those difficulties and struggles head on. And we'll do that together. It's part of the healing that God wants to do about in our midst. When there's been failures, we repent for them. And we must be ready to seek and to give forgiveness. Of course, this is an individual work. It's a work that each of us have to do in our own hearts. Each of us looking at the wounds of our hearts and being willing to seek God's forgiveness and God's healing. In the church, we call this work reconciliation. And St. Paul spoke about this work in our second reading today. And he says it's the work that Jesus came to do in the world, to reconcile us to himself and to each other. God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. It's what we do in the church. We reconcile. We reconcile ourselves to God through confession and the sacraments. And then we reconcile with each other and with the world. And then we carry this ministry of reconciliation. We know that through reconciliation, God forgives, God heals, God makes new.
And what a wonderful message that God does indeed make new, especially for this Advent season. Just a homily that's all about hope, a homily that's all about God making new. We're going to miss you, Bishop Cousins. Thank you for all you've done for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. God bless you in this new assignment, this new adventure of shepherding the Diocese of Crookston.